Community voices.
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 Today on Community Voices, let's find out what childbirth spacing is. First, let's go to the streets.
What do you understand by child spacing?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Actually, I don't know anything about that one. I don't understand.
Then to the expert.
My name is Taibert Kyote Isiaka. I'm the Harris Coordinator of Chikun Local Government. And at the same time, I'm one of the child spacing provider. Child spacing is just about how to space your children in between births. Child's birth spacing has so many importance, and the importance can be categorized into the following heading: the importance of child spacing to the mother, to the child, and to the father, and even the community that you are within. I would say to the mother, it allows the mother to rest and regain her strength before having the next pregnancy. And it also prevents maternal mortality death, because if the mother didn't space her child before the next pregnancy, there is every tendency for her to have complication when she had another pregnancy within a short time. Then to the father, it will bring less stress and anxiety to the father, and he'll be able to cater to his family, and there will be love between the children, the mother, and even the society that is within. Then to the child, child spacing will help the child to grow very well and have the love and care from his family, and you have better education and you have a healthy life living. Then in the community, when the community are having a lot of problem, maternal death, infant death, you know, that community are not something to talk good about. So when a woman assess child spacing, there is benefit to the community, because the community will be happy at any given time.
Okay, so how much space should a couple give in between their kids?
At least 2 years. Even Islamically and Christianity, 2 years is better. It's advisable for the mother to rest before next pregnancy. And you see, when she spaced her next pregnancy in between for 2 years, when she had the next baby, the other baby is old enough, can even attend school at that age of 2 years, 9 months. The child can even start schooling as at that time. My advice to couples now is to go to any of the facilities and assess child spacing and have more knowledge and more information about all what child spacing is all about. Let them not stay at home and start having rumors and misconceptions that so many people are passing. You know, we have them in the community, in our society, rumors and misconceptions. So we are running to put it out in the mind of the people and the couples. So by coming down to the facility where the provider is there, she's more skilled about what child spacing is all about. She will counsel them and tell them what she feels is the best for them to use.
Community Voices is brought to you by the Nigerian Urban Reproductive Health Initiative, NURI.